WCFR Springfield.
5 years ago today, it did not matter if you were a Democrat, a Republican, a progressive, or any political affiliation. It didn't matter if you were black or you were white. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor. What mattered is that you were an American. And on that day, September 11th, 2001, your country was under attack. Today, WCFR pauses from our regular programming to reflect upon the horror of that day and what has transpired since.
It was a day that will live in infamy, a day filled with unspeakable horror. September 11th, 2001 was like any other day. On the east coast of the United States, it was 8 a.m. on a remarkably beautiful morning. Men and women headed to work. Mothers washed breakfast dishes while their children played innocently on school playgrounds. None of them had any inkling of the catastrophe that was about to change their lives forever. 12 hours later, they were gathered in churches, holding hands with strangers and asking how and why this had happened to their country, to their America.
This just into our newsroom, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center.
The second tower has exploded in a gargantuan explosion. Oh my God, I don't believe it!
Which there has been an explosion. There is a fire at the Pentagon here in Washington.
Where were you when the world stopped turning? That September day, were you in the yard with your wife and children, or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock at the sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky? Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones? Pray for the ones who don't know. Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble and sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer? And look at yourself and what really matters. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset? First time in ages, speak to some stranger on the street. Did you lay down at night, think of tomorrow, go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family? Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?